The old man was sitting when they entered the boathouse, standing when they emerged on the riverside. He saw the guns Roland and Eddie were wearing, the big irons with the sandalwood grips, and his eyes widened. He dropped to one knee. The day was still, and Roland actually heard his bones creak. "Heil, gunslinger," he said, and put an arthritis-swollen fist to the center of his forehead. "I salute thee." "Rise up, friend," Roland said, hoping the old man was a friend. Jake seemed to think so, and Roland had come to trust his instincts, not to mention the Billy Bumblers. "Rise up, do." The old man was having trouble managing it, so Eddie stepped aboard and gave him an arm.
"Thank ye, son, thank ye. Be you a gunslinger as well, or are you apprentice?"
Eddie looked at Roland. Roland gave him nothing, so Eddie looked back at the old man, shrugged, and grinned. "Little of both, I guess. I'm Eddie Dean of New York. This is my wife, Susanna, and this is Roland Deschain of Gilead." The riverman's eyes widened.
"Gilead that was? Do you say so?"
"Gilead that was," Roland agreed, and felt an unaccustomed sorrow rise up from his heart. Time was a face on the water, and like the great river before them, it did nothing but flow.
"Step aboard, then, and welcome. This young man and I are already fast friends, so we are."
Oi stepped onto the big raft, and the old man bent to stroke the bumbler's raised head.
"And we are, too, aren't we, fella? Does thee remember my name?"
"Bix," Oi said promptly, and then turned to the northwest again, raising his snout. His gold-ringed eyes stared raptly at the moving column of clouds that marked the path of the beam.